Metalcore Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Well, 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 it seems that a couple days from now is Halloween. My daughter can't stop talking about it, and neither can I. Happy almost Halloween to you from the good people of the Parts Unknown Show.
One, two, three,
And there you have it, Slayer, Raining Blood, done by these two fellows. They don't say their names. I guess one of them is named Brett Domino. The Brett Domino Trio, there's only two of them, doing a cover of Slayer's 1983 epic thrash metal song, Raining Blood. I never know how to spell the raining. Some people do it with like the rain of a king, but some, it's like the rain coming down, like the weather. Doesn't matter. It's Halloween. Of course it matters. You want blood to rain like a king, or do you want rain, blood raining down on you like drops of... Anyway, that was pretty awesome, and it is only the beginning of this Halloween-esque edition. Now, for the past few years, all I do is not do much in the preparation of the Halloween show and just let YouTube help me as much as it can. Garage Rock on YouTube. If I can find a garage rock song that has werewolf in it, or I Was a Teenage Mummy, or anything that sounds somewhat camp and or scary, I will do that song. And I have hardly any current stuff except for one. This might be the only CanCon, FemCon, and playlist song that I'm going to play. Most of the songs that I'm going to play are from the 60s, when garage rock and Halloween made mad passionate love for many, many, many years. And then I guess it got kind of corny. It was always corny. and it stopped being a thing. But it is very much a thing now in 2018, and Phono Pony are bringing it. They probably don't even know that they're bringing it. They have a song called Freak Out. It probably has nothing to do with Halloween, with ghouls and goblins. However, those two words, freak out, are enough for me to add it to my Halloween special. This is Phono Pony from Vancouver, British Columbia, a duo. They have a new album out called Monkey Paw, and no one told me. I know the gentleman, Michael, in this band, and didn't even tell me that he had a new album out. It's been 2 months already, so I guess I'm sorry for not playing it until now, but it's your fault. It's your fault, and it's your fault, listener, for sitting there and listening to the Halloween-themed Freak Out by Phono Pony on 101.9 CITR. It's a Parts Unknown show.
This man's name is John Austin Fraser. He lived in Chicago, Illinois. He now resides at the State Mental Hospital. We are saddened to tell you that this tragic condition was brought on when Mr. Fraser attended the world premiere of our triple nightmare of horror program, Orgy of the Living Dead. Since this tragic event, the producers of the program have secured an insurance policy, ensuring the sanity of each and every patron. The policy states that in the event you lose your mind as a result of viewing this explosion of terror, you will be provided with free internment in an asylum for the rest of your natural life. Poor John. It's not surprising, though, after all. Murder, mutilation, blood-sucking vampires, living dead maniacs, slashing, rending, devouring the living. It's enough to drive anyone mad. Be sure you're insured before you dare to see Revenge of the Living Dead, Curse of the Living Dead, and Fangs of the Living Dead.
Hey! boys with the trouble that I'm in. My friends, they told me, they said I could win. They said, don't let her get away with it. But I never should have listened. You can be. Take my Bobby away, putting me down, showing everybody his ring. Well, I thought I'd like to scare her a little, but I never meant to hurt her or anything. You can be.
Across the floor, right through the door, and all around the wall. A splotch, a blotch, be careful of the blob.
I am the Dracula. A moment ago, I stumbled upon a most amazing phenomenon. Something so incredible, I mistrust my own judgment. Look.
Dracula. The very mention of the name brings to mind things so evil, so fantastic, so degrading. You wonder if it isn't all a dream, a nightmare.
Rats. Thousands. Millions of them.
But no, this is no dream. This is Dracula. The original terrifying story of a maniac and a man who lived after death, lived on human blood, took the form of a vampire bat, and lured innocent girls to a fate truly worse than death.
Dracula? Oh, what's he done to you, dear? Tell me.
He came to me. He opened a vein in his arm, and he made me drink.
Come in. Who is it? No! Ah!
He's a vampire. 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 He's a vampire.
His name was Pete. science couldn't explain it, but there it was, alive in the deep, deep waters of the Amazon. A throwback to a creature that had existed 100 million years ago, immensely strong and destructive. A woman's beauty, the bait that brought it out of its lair. See underwater thrills never photographed before. See titanic underwater battles never dreamed of before in this most terrifying of the science fiction adventures.
For the first 30 seconds of that Creature from the Black Lagoon clip, all it was the music, and they had things to read, and that doesn't help you any, but so I'm glad that an announcer came eventually and told you what you were listening to, and it was a trailer for The Creature from the Black Lagoon. I've never seen the movie, but there is a someone put together something for their Facebook post where the creature of the Black Lagoon is smacking everyone and smashing and bashing doors and windows, and it's really funny. That was Screamin' Jay Hawkins before that with a song called Frenzy. Now, I don't know. This is the problem with these Halloween shows. For me, is that really a Halloween song? It's just Screamin' Jay Hawkins doing a lot of blah, 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 blah. That's scary to some. Archie King had the song He's a Vampire. Dedicate that to my daughter Sylvie, who has a bit of a fever, so she is not at school right now, and when I played that for her, she wanted me to play it over and over again. Joe August had a song called The Blob, and then before that, see, this is the reason, another reason why not preparing for Halloween shows is a bad idea altogether. White Boots had a song called Nightmare. And that song, if you listen to the lyrics, like, that's a pretty fantastic song, but it's got some, it's not camp. It's got some very tough subject matter to it, I think. Dead Ghosts had a song called Black Cat from their Dead Ghost Rarities that was released 2010, that song was. And Photo Pony, my one playlist song of the whole show. Thank you, Photo Pony. They have a song called Freak Out. And he was definitely freaking out in that song. Thank you. All right. So more of this for 90 more minutes. And I have a gigantic list of songs, and I think that it's time to take a train to Satanville. Gin Gillette is the gentleman's name that is our conductor. I see, this is not working because I don't have that thing that screws up my voice the way that Duncan does. That guy's the king of this. I am not even a count or a what's much lower than a king, a piano teacher. I am a piano teacher at this. Let's take the train to Satanville with my normal voice. Although my voice is a little raspy, so that's good. And the reason why is because I went to the very, very scary Vancouver Whitecaps game yesterday to say goodbye to 17-year-old phenom Alphonso Davies. Okay, it's not working. But I was screaming because goals were scored by that young fellow and everyone went crazy. And maybe Mr. Davies will take a train to Satanville with me after this show. He's probably on his way to Germany as we speak.
Did you hear about the sinner who was dreaming on a hill of a train as hot as fire on its way?
You better ask my mama how to make a monster. I'm the creature from a black leather lagoon. And I'm a beautiful monster from outer space too. Learn how to shake my hips, I am in the sanctum sanctum. Can you give me tips? And then I find them. I'm a creature from a black leather lagoon.
After me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Yeah. suppose they told you anything in Denver about the tragedy we had up here during the winter of 1970? Hired a man named Charles Grady as the winter caretaker. From what I've been told, I mean, he seemed like a completely normal individual. But at some point during the winter, he must have suffered some kind of a complete mental breakdown. He ran amok and killed his family with an axe.
Well, you can rest assured, Mr. Ullman, that's not going to happen with me.
That's right.
Mom? Do you really want to go and live in that hotel for the winter?
Sure I do. It'll be lots of fun.
The only thing that can get a bit trying up here during the winter is the tremendous sense of isolation.
Is there something bad here?
I fear you will have to deal with this matter in the harshest possible way.
Why do you die? I killed you and Danny.
You did this to me! Didn't you?
I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm just gonna bash your brains.
Here's Johnny.
Wow, that was not a trailer from 1980. I think that 30 years later, someone did a trailer for the movie The Shining. But man, that was done up quite right. That's Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. Stephen King famously panning that version of his novel of the same name for what was the line that he thinks too much and feels too little. Yeah, that's been Kubrick's problem throughout his life. Before that was Deerhoof, another playlist tune, because it was released October 26th. Thank you so much, Duncan McHugh, for throwing me a bone. Duncan's show was so amazing, his Halloween show. He did a whole bunch of great songs. His daughters helped him, but he played an amazing Screamin' Jay Hawkins song, and I had no idea what it was until I looked at his playlist. And Screamin' Jay Hawkins, known for that song, I Put a Spell on You, he did a cover of Paul McCartney's Monkberry Moon Delight. It's so good. I say go to the podcast of Duncan's Donuts and listen to that song. It's the very first song. All right. Before I played Deerhoof, Deerhoof had a song called Midnight, the Stars, and You from a little mini album called Deerhoof Plays Music of The Shining. So that song, I don't really remember that song in it, but I'm going to remember it now. Deerhoof, Midnight, the Stars, and You also had something from Bauhaus. Now, Duncan always plays Bela Lugosi's Dead. I don't know if he did it for this year's one. I listened to a big chunk, but I don't remember the Bauhaus song. Maybe he's getting a little bored of that one, but maybe he just played The Man with the X-Ray Eyes. I hardly know anything about Bauhaus, but every time I play a song that's new to me from that band, I'm thinking, where have you been all my life? Wonderful, talented band. No Halloween show would go, would be complete without the Sonics. Classic song from their 1965 album, Here Are the Sonics. Of course, The Witch and the Cramps had A Creature from the Black Leather Lagoon. One of their more recent songs. Like, it was, I think that's from like the late 80s, but it's fabulous. And I have the burps. Misfits had the song 20 Eyes from the 1982 classic album Walk Among Us. And that almost takes us to the top of the hour, but I want more. So what I'm going to do is get some more rock going. If there's something that I love And I know that the Veronas love this too. They love their monsters. And so do I.
It's a perfect night for mystery and horror. The air itself is filled with monsters.
Dracula got wild with the wolfman, had an electric time. Down in the lab of Dr. Frankenstein, went to hell and back with Pinhead. I gave him a scare, had me a menage a trois with Burke and hair. Well, if they're mean and vile, I really dig their style. If they're sick and depraved, they just make my day. I want them. Psychotic and bad, 'cause they've got something pretty preppy boys they never had. I love my monsters, my grim ghastly ghouls. I love my monsters, oh how they make me drool. Your worst nightmares are my wildest dreams, 'cause a monster really knows how to make the girls scream.
Classic. That's the Veronas with I Love My Monsters. And we're going to end this hour with a more current song. It was actually recorded in 2013. I know. By the Lad Mags from Edmonton, Alberta. I don't think they're a band anymore. You could say that band is dead. They had a song from an EP called The Lad Mags Halloween, celebrating this very fun holiday with a little song called Dig My Grave. I'll see how much I have in the tank. Can I go on for one more hour? I don't know. I think that I just put on an album after that. Let's see how much I got. This is the Lad Megs, and I will see you with more stuff at about 2:04.
Check test. Check test 1, 2, 3. No dead air. Keeping the airways alive for all to hear. Jazz fusion, post-rock, experimental electronic. Thursdays from 6 to 7 p.m. Check out the Facebook page for more info at facebook.com/CITR No Dead Air.
Sweet Beatrice.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldst thou come when I called thee?
Yea, Benedick.
Only foul words, and thereupon I will kiss thee.
Foul words are but foul wind, and foul wind is but foul breath is noisome. Therefore, I will depart unkissed.
Spend an evening in Venice with UBC Theater and Films' Much Ado About Nothing, welcoming the 2018 Italian Cup soccer champions into their Grand Canal Palazzo for a month of feasting,
cavorting,
and merrymaking. Some Cupid kills with arrows, some with traps.
It's will they, won't they, and what the hell just happened?
Join us November 8th to the 24th at 7:30 p.m. at the Frederick Wood Theater.
Tickets at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
You are definitely still listening to the Parts Unknown show. Jess playing some Halloween garage rock and a couple of other weird little Halloween themed tracks like this one. This is still Parts Unknown Show. Yes. Okay, sorry. For the last clipping of that Goblin song that you could hear, I believe that this little piece of music is near the end of the Suspiria movie, the 1977 Dario Argento one. There's one that is getting released. I don't know if it has already come out yet, but there is a remake of Suspiria. And Suspiria is a very interesting, not that scary movie, but I see what they're doing. The whole story is that there is a young American ballet dancer that goes to Europe seeking fame and fortune, and as much fame and fortune as being a ballerina can get you, which I'm sure is good, is lots of fame and fortune for being a ballerina anyway. She finds out through many events that the place that she is dancing at is a coven, a den for witches to practice their witchcraft and apparently be greedy in some way. Anyway, they get theirs in the end. Sorry, spoiler alert, I should have said that. So I don't know what the other Suspiria is going to be like, but I had a lot of fun watching this movie and listening to the soundtrack performed by a band called Goblin, who they are every once in a while still playing music, but in the 60s they were amazing. Just look at their live performances on YouTube and you're saying to yourself, man, great band, great movie. We move on. Satan's Pilgrims have a house, but it's too bad because it's a haunted house. But there is an upside. It's a haunted house of rock.
We'll be right back. teenage monster.
Bang. Bang.
I was a teenage monster.
Bang. Bang.
A horrible teenage monster.
Bang. Bang.
80 pounds of hair all over my face. Long fingernail, my clothes are disgrace.
There's my skull and bone pack. There's a mean old monster down from Las Vegas track. He's flipped his lid, hangs in a cave, and sleeps in a coffin near Dracula's grave. He's mean, ornery, mad and rough. Always misbehaves and dips chocolate snuff. Don't meddle with this scuzzy dude, forget it. Just hop in your Woody and split, man, split it.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So, my fellows, grab your chain. We'll swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
This wolfman takes his bath inside a grave over Zombie Hill, always making for the kill. For a weekend blast, this cat's the worst, racing John, Paul, George, and Ringo in a souped-up purse.
Wow!
But the beast got beat and he howled and cried. So if he says he won, you know he lied.
Yeah!
Now kittens and cats, if you're ever out on Sunset Strip, sidewalk surfing or just taking a trip, souping a Woody or a cute 409, you see a monster only one of a kind. A big fat tummy full of tiger meat, pushing a cement mix and dragging his feet. Don't intervene, don't be no fool. Man, don't carry this beast, blue is cool.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So my fellows, grab your chain. Swing that monster down Hollywood Lane.
He drinks embalming floats, eats corpse meat, chases chicks, legs blonde, and has big, bad feet. He plays the bongo with a Watusi beat and does the jerk and the swim right on the street. Now, Dragsters, like, take my advice. Don't dig his show, cause it's not worth the price. Don't stop for water, oil, or gas. Keep right on moving, right on past.
He's the beast of Sunset Strip.
Hey, Dick, man, let's take him on a trip.
So, my fellas, grab your chain. Swing that monster down.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
when this dead hand moves, the monster created by a man they called Mad is turned loose to strike terror into the hearts of men. To shock women into uncontrolled hysteria.
Elizabeth!
To prey upon the innocence of children. This is the story you've heard about, talked about. The spine-tingling, blood-chilling story that stuns your emotions. Frankenstein!
Don't touch that!
Jenny Williams was killed?
Yes. Find something?
Animal tracks.
Whoever is bitten by a werewolf and lives becomes a werewolf himself.
Oh, don't hand me that. You're just wasting your time.
The wolf bit you, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he did. You wouldn't want to run away with a murderer, would you?
Oh, Larry, you're not. You know you're not.
I killed Bela. I killed Richardson. If I stay here any longer, you can't tell who'll be next.
and I say hussy the other night, and all my friends were there.
They are.
And in the midst of the spirit lights, they told us to beware.
They are.
We sat there for nearly an hour, and nothing would appear.
They are.
And then I heard the medium say, he said, son, your ghost is here.
Don't you scream when I hold you tight. Cat girl came with Frankenstein, put acid in a soup, poison in wine. Weird things crawled from under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee. Dracula, well, bless my soul, took the thing from outer space and they did the stroll. The five-fingered beast at the time of his life and threw an atom bomb at Dr. Cyclops' wife. Clock struck 12. I hollered out,
"Police!"
That's when Jack the Ripper did his party feast. It was a whole lot of shaking till the sun came up. With one more scream, I woke up.
We had a ooh, hard party. We had a ooh, hard party. Everybody had a screaming ball. Last night at Dracula Hall.
You're listening to 101.9 CITR, the king of Halloween radio is here, Mr. Duncan McHugh.
I don't have my modulator. It's not the same.
Whoa, wait. You used a modulator?
A voice modulator?
I thought that was just your... I thought that you were being like that guy from Police Academy. You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Winslow? Was that
his name? I know of him as the guy from Spaceballs, but you could use...
What?
He was in Spaceballs, too.
What? No.
Yes, he was. He was the radar operator.
Okay.
It's like, it's lost its blips. Blip, 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 blip. It's lost its bloops. Blip, 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 blip. And he does the whole thing. It's so good.
Scariest movie that you ever saw. Now, it doesn't have to be a scary movie. You know, when you're younger, like you could see, you know, Bambi and think that at that time is like really, really scary. But what movie in your whole lifetime do you feel that was the scariest and has left an impression on you?
I watched Unsolved Mysteries when I was too young, and that TV show always spooked me. That music still kind of like gets me creeped out.
All right, Duncan.
And then I remember being too scared to watch Wizard of Oz when I was really little. And then that movie we've talked about, Caché.
Yes,
there's
okay.
one scene
well, that's
like the most shocking.
It's pretty.
It's just so that's the moment I've been in a theater and like everybody just freaked out.
The sad thing about watching that movie is that I saw that coming.
Yeah.
Like because you told me Don't. My sister had when she was younger a sleepover and watched the movie Maximum Overdrive.
Mm.
And there's this scene where this demonic pop machine starts shooting out these cans of pop and hits this one poor kid and kills him, and she's freaking out. And I told her to just go. Now you're an older woman, you're an adult, go back and watch it. It's
confronted.
So ridiculous. Yeah. Like, that is not a very scary movie, but you know, like 7-year-old Kimmerific, I should be freaking out about that. The same with me. I remember when I was a young man, 9 years old, 8 years old.